I recently saw a thread on Twitter, and I know I don't normally do this, but this is really, really important stuff. And it's talking about YouTube Kids and pretty much how it's grooming children with LGBTQ plus propaganda. And I wanted to go through this thread as well as talk about some of the other negative aspects of YouTube Kids, because I'm personally of the opinion that your children shouldn't be on the internet, certainly not unsupervised, and certainly not relying on YouTube to curate what's suitable for them. I think if you are to have your children to use the internet responsibly, you need to know how they're using it so they don't access things that they shouldn't. Maybe have some sort of filtering system.
I mean, I'm pretty pro using the internet, but even then, like, if I remember correctly, I mean, I was been around about 13, 15 when I started using it properly, when it really took off with, well, you know, social media and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I've seen everything horrible on the internet possible, even from a young age.
Yeah.
It didn't mess me up that bad. But I think you're right, and
particularly for younger children, I mean.
But also, the law agrees with you in a lot of respects. You may remember, and we've had this conversation before, but mm-hmm. I want to mention it for everyone, which is that Facebook, etc., used to have this thing where they were like, well, you can't sign up if you're under 13. We don't want little kids on the platform, for obvious reasons.
Mm.
And this is pretty much a standard throughout all industries, very specifically within the sugar water industry. So Coke versus Pepsi. It was actually a legal requirement, I believe, in the US and the UK, which is that you can't advertise to kids under a certain age, with the obvious point that you're literally just giving them sugar water, like it's poison. Like, don't give it to kids.
Mm-hmm.
And the sly, we found out Facebook, Pepsi, and Coca-Cola have all been having private meetings. This is just various leaks throughout time, that they do sit around and think, how do we get kids addicted to our brand? Because of brand loyalty. If we can get them when they're young, they'll be drinking us when they're 40. You know, they'll be using our social media app when they're 30 or whatever. And they know that's illegal, immoral, and they still carry on with it.
It is effectively indoctrination, isn't it?
Yeah, but YouTube's a very weird case where they were like, we're not going to agree to this industry standard of not advertising at children. Instead, we're going to make up a child-friendly platform in which, trust us, will create it properly.
But it's user-created content, isn't it? It's not like Netflix where, I mean, you still get some questionable stuff, but it's set programs created by a production team that are selected by Netflix, where they at least know all of the programs that they have on their platform, whereas YouTube Kids, in theory, anyone can upload something that's supposedly suitable for children, whether that's actually the case.
But just from a company perspective, like, they're making a shotgun for their own head, because they're like, oh yeah, we'll run a kids platform and we'll have no scandals because it will be curated. It's like, you're never going to be perfectly curated. You are going to have a scandal. Like, just don't do it. Like, it's a really weird thing to put on your back, but they went for it anyway.
So if you scroll down, John, and have a look at this first tweet, he said, I made an account for a 9 to 12 year old, and one of the first videos they recommended, kids meet a gender non-conforming person. So there's the selection of age. And if you move to the other picture, John, here it is. And one of the thumbnails that is actually curated by YouTube as a suggested thing before you've got any algorithmic data is that in the top left-hand corner there. And
This is what I mean. Like, you're going to have that 0.1% of actual legal activity that still makes it on there, right? Mm-hmm. And that's bad enough. And then you're going to have the borderline stuff, which really, you know, like the loads of kids' animations of people eating fake S that made on there. That scandal.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to have the real creepy ideological stuff that your company's going to permit because you have weird ideologues working for you, like this.
Yeah, when you're based in California, you're going to have those weird Californian leftist values, aren't you?
How do you groom kids into becoming non-conforming genders?
And if we have a look at some of the other tweets in this thread, here are some screenshots. Here are lots of LGBTQ plus things here. This is a channel called Queer Kid Stuff. And if you look at the next image, there's some more. There's
Here's for transgender queen. Yeah, kids
they've got a drag queen there with the trans flag. And then if you move on to the next one, there's an actual child there trying to promote supposedly queer kid stuff, which is very strange to me.
This is all sexual stuff. A child isn't sexual unless you're a nonce. So literally, this doesn't make any sense.
The meaning of pride featuring a drag queen. Is this suitable for children, do you think?
No, I don't think any sexual matters are suitable for children.
Of course it's not. I don't know why I asked.
I know your opinion. But that's the thing. It's like these people think it did. Like in California, they're mental.
And if you scroll down on the thread, John, there's something like, I'm gay. a gay fairy tale. It's okay to be gay, and I'm gay. Please don't edit that. I'm reading the titles. So, yes, all of these things, I mean, it's okay for people to talk about that, sure. But I think talking about overtly sexual things in talking about sexual preferences is wrong.
There's the steel man position of the left-wing ideologue here is like, oh, I'm only telling them gay people exist. It's like, you're not. Well, come on, we all know, gender non-conforming kids, shut up. Are you just telling people that gay people exist? But it's just not true.
But why do they need to know? In what way does it affect the children?
You could argue that they, you know, it's information that, you know, doesn't necessarily harm the child to know that gay people exist. That's the steel man position. Mm-hmm. But fundamentally, who cares?
Weird motivation to have, isn't it? It's just like, I don't feel compelled to go up to children and say, yeah, heterosexual people exist. Why would I want to do that?
Yeah, you can make the same argument for transgenderism. It's just like, if you're running into a classroom and shouting at the kids about men becoming women, and trust me, it's not gay, bro, there's something wrong with you. Like, you're the weird one. He wants to play with the bricks.
I mean, look at this another way. If you take a different demographic category that isn't controversial, just like going up to a child and saying, by the way, Libyans exist. You'd be like, what's wrong with you? Why do you feel motivated to tell them that?
Denmark isn't real.
Birds aren't real.
Yeah.
My favourite conspiracy theory. Carrying on with the thread, this is the same prominent channel, the Queer Kids stuff. Obviously, there's lots of things to do with... This is explicitly targeted to children as well, so it's very clear. What does gay mean? B is for bisexual. T is for trans. It's okay to be gay. Lip sync.
We should reiterate, it's not just targeted at children. This is the YouTube child app. Mm-hmm. So all of the stuff that's not suitable for children has been personally deleted, at least according to YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
They obviously haven't. And then they've also added in their own ideological BS. Mm-hmm.
So yes, of course, it features drag queens as well. And if you scroll down, this is just the host there is an explicit LGBTQ+ activist who's an establishment figure, seemingly doing TED talks and all that sort of stuff. But this is one of the most insidious ones. Learn about consent. Why would children need to learn about this? I mean, well, it's entirely obvious why they want to teach them about it, but children shouldn't need to know this concept because they're children.
The only steel man I can think of is, like, just in case they're abused, then they know they're abused and can report it.
Yeah.
Funnily enough, I don't think that's what is going to be the result of that conversation. Just speculation,
but,
be honest.
But framing it about consent is still a strange way of doing it. I mean... Yeah. There are many other ways that seem far more reasonable in that context. And I think that is an important conversation to have with children. And moving on to some of the other stuff, he draws attention to lots of other sinister undertones, and he links it to the rise of MAPS, who are minor attracted persons. And I think that's a reasonable link to make, considering people are explicitly targeting children. I mean, why else would they be doing this sort of thing? And curiously enough, the only media outlets I've really found that have been talking about this sort of thing have been Hindu outlets. So here's the Hindu Post. How YouTube is grooming children with LGBTQ+ propaganda and destroying their innocence. I mean, I like the framing of that title. Well done, Hindus. And there's another one as well. Which is just titled, How to Stop Your Child from Watching Adult Content on YouTube. And it just gives parents steps. I mean, the obvious answer is, yes, YouTube Kids isn't suitable for kids. But well done, Hindus, for actually doing something. Everyone else, shame on you. But there are also lots of other things that kids are being taught. Here's a video which I think Harry was leading, where he's talking about what was being taught to them in schools. Because, of course, you've got lots of infiltration into the education system, and then they're getting these ideas in their heads, and then they go home, they go on YouTube in their free time, and then YouTube's reinforcing these ideas even more. So it seems like they can't escape the brainwashing, which is rather unfortunate. But one thing that you might not have known about Callum is that even things like this next thing is on YouTube Kids. So Sam Smith's raunchy music video sparks controversy. Critics slam hypersexualized content of I'm not here to make friends and call for age restriction as children as young as 5 can watch it on YouTube.
Now we're going to check if WAP's on there real quick.
But if you can scroll down, John, and look at some of the screenshots, there he is in what seems to be an overtly sexualized music video. And I think there is at one point where there are liquids being sprayed into his open mouth, which is meant to simulate urine. So that's just really weird. I don't know why anyone would want to simulate that, let alone it be available for kids to see. I mean, I don't know what you think about it, Callum, but this just goes to show that, not only is it ideological, but they just really don't care about what's good for children. Have you managed to find it yet?
No, there's no WAP, funnily enough. No.
Yeah, that's a pretty low bar, but
Sam Smith with his arse out with a bunch of men dressed in women's clothing.
Urinating on his face, yeah.
That's cool.
It's just unbelievable. And yeah, here's the Daily Mail again. Young children watching YouTube made for kids videos are being lured to websites promoting violent adult content through so-called trap ads. This is another phenomenon that suggests that it's not safe. This is back in July of 2022. This is a discussion that YouTube isn't actually safe for kids. It's been going on for some time, and it seems like they've not really reacted to the public scrutiny, and they've maintained their course of being weird, creepy ideologues that are targeting children. And I think that, yes, don't let your children watch YouTube Kids. And it's also nice to target their ad revenue for a change, because it's a bit of revenge for them meddling with us. Yes, spread the word, YouTube is bad. And there's also a final thing that I wanted to draw attention to, in that there was a big scandal about the autoplay feature as well, in that it just is like crack for kids, in that the videos just continually play. They don't have any self-control because they're children, and therefore they're just caught in this endless cycle of watching things, and it's predatory, basically.
Bro, I'm an adult and I'm losing my attention span on YouTube. I'm not a kid.
Yeah, I know. It's very difficult to stay watching a single thing, isn't it? Even as an adult, let alone a child.
I despise YouTube Shorts. I watch loads of them now. Don't know why. Can't stand it.
You're addicted.
Yeah.
We need to send you to YouTube rehab.
If there was a button on YouTube, you could turn off Shorts and turn off community posts, I would do it.
It is kind of forced down your throat, because I just want to see my subscription page. I don't even want recommended videos. I just want to see the stuff that I have personally decided I want to watch. And instead, I get Shorts of all sorts of stuff, like TikTokers. And
YouTube can't deploy those features. They're too busy with this crap.
Well, they're not even fixing it. They're just making it worse as well. And I mean, it's obviously deliberate indoctrination. So let everyone know, if your children are on YouTube, don't let them do it. Give them something more wholesome to do. Maybe give them a nice children's book or entertainment that you know is okay. But don't rely on YouTube, because YouTube cannot be trusted.
If you appreciated that segment from the podcast of the Lotus Eaters, you can go to lotuseaters.com to get access to all the premium content we have on the site, such as the contemplation series we do, this one on Celtic mythology and their gods. If you'd like to find out what else we're putting out, you can follow us on Getter @lotuseaters_com on Getter. Thank you and goodbye.